Good morning. I'm Reverend William Masuda with the Makawao Buddhist Temple. Today I'd like to share some reflections on the theme I called Something is Missing. And I'd like to begin with an anecdote I translated from the Japanese of a Dharma talk given by my good friend, the late Reverend Goro Matsui of Kyoto. The anecdote goes as follows. There was once a lady who went shopping for a pickling pot to pickle her annual plums, what we call umeboshi. She chose a good-sized pot for $10 and paid the shopkeeper. As she was leaving, it occurred to her that her daughter and her family also wanted some of her umeboshi. So thinking that, she put the pot down, the $10 pot down, thinking it might be too small, and she returned it and chose a larger one, which was valued at $20. Now, as she was leaving with the larger pot, the shopkeeper called her out to pay another $10 for the larger pot. She felt embarrassed for being called out, and then she explained, well, you said the original pot I bought was $10. That's what I paid. But since it wasn't the one I wanted while I was leaving the store, I exchanged it for the larger pot, which is valued at $20. So in my mind, I figured that I had already paid you $10, and now I was returning to you the $10 pot in exchange for the larger $20 pot. So I thought they were covered by the $20 for this pot I now have. So in effect, you already have the $20 you asked for. The shopkeeper, who was listening intently to her explanations as closely as possible, thought he caught the gist of her explanation and agreed with her, apologizing too for calling her out. Her explanation seemed to be clear. Still, as she sauntered out of the door, he felt there was something missing from the conversation they just had. This humorous anecdote made all of us laugh. In our common sense, we know that while the lady's convoluted logic may be correct, it was obvious the shopkeeper was still shortchanged. In the normal course of our daily life, we are undoubtedly quick to see the obvious flaws in our daily interactions and dealings. We can make distinctions between statements given and the reality of our situation. Often, however, when we translate our daily lives into the dimension of religious understanding and awareness, we may not be as quick to detect the flaws and differences in our views. For example, the heart of Shinran Shonin's teachings is manifested in the Tannisho, and I quote, "By saying the Nembutsu, entrusting oneself in the primal vow, one attains Buddhahood," unquote. In one sense, this is a statement or proposition of faith that is to be believed in. But on the other hand, this is also the reality that is realized in the religious awakening of faith itself. If we merely cling to the statement as belief, then its reality does not touch or move us, and we are left with a sense of something is missing. Shin Buddhism, Jodo Shinshu, in the spirit of Shakyamuni Buddha, does not demand blind belief or blind obedience to the statement of faith. Rather, it encourages us to reflect, examine, and listen and explore what is given within oneself. Through this process, the awakening of faith as a deeply religious experience of the other power is realized. Shinran Shonin remarks, quote, "Whether you accept the Nembutsu, entrusting yourself to it, or reject it, that is your choice, unquote. In such a way, clinging to the statements and propositions of faith may seem to promote our belief, but we may still truly miss the transformative and integrated religious experience at the heart of the awakening of faith. What is crucial in our life within Shin Buddhism is to stretch our search for clarity and meaning to its ultimate limits, to the very border of self-effort itself. We must not simply stand on how we feel or think Shin Buddhism defines or should be defining our belief system. Experiencing the awakening of faith is necessary for the experiential clarity of our journey in the Nembutsu. Our religious process should reflect Renyo Shonin's spirit of inquiry, and I quote, "If your heart is cold, say that it is cold. If it is hot, say that it is hot. In matters of faith, negligence is inexcusable," unquote. The paradoxical nature of stretching and pushing our self-effort to understand and realize the living meaning of Nembutsu is to be drawn and pulled by the workings of faith of the other power. Listening to Dharma is to listen to Amida Buddha's voice that calls us. Listening with one's whole being becomes the very condition that breaks through the wall of one's blind beliefs and self-doubts and awakens us to the world of faith of the other power, the very working of Amida Buddha's illuminating wisdom and compassion. Such a spiritual transformation occurring in our heart and mind is expressed again in the Tannisho as, quote, "For the person of wholehearted single practice of the Nembutsu, change of heart occurs only once. People who have in ordinary life been ignorant of the true sense of the other power come to realize through receiving Amida's wisdom that they cannot attain birth with the thoughts and feelings they have harbored up to then. So they abandon their former heart and mind and entrust themselves to the primal vow." And this is what is meant by a change of heart. Unquote. Here our sense of something is missing spiritually in our lives is now stripped away, and we are now empowered by the natural and spontaneous working of Amida's primal vow, the very outpouring of Amida's boundless heart of wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.